Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, where we gain a higher realm perspective on our worldly events. Our podcast is brought to you by the higher realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and by Bridges Spiritual Centers, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to the higher realms is Philip Elton Collins. Both are co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. And during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity. And we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. It's good to be with you on this President's Day.
It's wonderful to be with you. Saint Germain, in our new book, The Refounding of America, which is coming out in about March of 2019, it includes hundreds of teachings and terms to awaken us to our divinity in the glossary, which is at the rear of the book. And from time to time, I would like to read and discuss some of these teachings so that you can develop them a little bit for us.
Yes, I have encouraged that, as you know.
Right. First one I want to read to you to get your insights about and learn more about is this one from page 285. Two great centers of light are presently pouring blessings to humanity. One is the higher realm presence of Shambhala, and the other will appear in the United States of America, the New Jerusalem. And of course, we spell Jerusalem J-E-R, and then the three middle letters of Jerusalem are USA. So the other will appear in the United States of America, the New Jerusalem. Would you tell us about these two great centers of light presently pouring forth? What is, am I pronouncing it right, Shambhala or Shambhala?
Either can be pronounced.
What is Shambhala?
It is a form of energy. It is a realm of consciousness. It is a pathway to the ascension process of this planet. Remember, the planet was seeded by 12 star systems, and one of the star systems, or two of the star systems, their focus are these two energies. So what is happening within the ascension process of the planet is that these energetic intentions of the original star systems that seeded are, in your vernacular, sprouting. They are maturing as a pathway and a tool to your divine destination to move into the higher realms as a species along with the planet herself. Does that help you?
So tell us a little more about the implications of that.
Well, the implications of it are that you will leave this frequency of your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality and move into your ascended mastership. And we of the ascended mastership realm are merely way-showers, pathways for you to be and do the same thing that we have chosen to do and make a priority. And that is the whole purpose of the book that we have recently done together and many of the teaching tools that have been given to humanity, that it is your divine destiny to return to the divinity from where you originated. It is a circle. It is a cosmic circle of creation. Do you understand?
So this is one of those sources of energy and light you told us that was assisting the ascension process.
Exactly.
Right.
See it as that and not get hung up in your vernacular on the name or the definition of it. Remember, many of these energies, many of these bands of consciousness have been given names so they can be identified in human language.
Right.
What is essential is to understand the energy and the intention of that energy more than the name itself,
right,
or in combination with the name itself.
Okay, so you said the other great center of light will appear in the United States of America, the New Jerusalem. Tell us about that.
It is simply another portal, another vortex of energy, which reflects the naming of the United States of America and its connection to something called Jerusalem, which was the incarnation of the Christ, meaning soul consciousness, coming into humanity to assist your evolutionary process. Does that help you?
So connecting that to the book that we've been doing, The Refounding of America, as America refounds itself, we will indeed become a source of light for the whole world.
Exactly. And the light emanates within yourself, your relation with self, first and foremost, and that light reflects out beyond yourself, self being a reflection of all there is. You have simply, in making the choice and being human and coming to this particular planet, you've chosen to be human through something called self. And now you are understanding that self is a reflection of all that there is.
Thank you for that. I want to go on to some other terms in the glossary. I'm going to link two of them because they focus on fear, doubt, and ignorance, which we have talked about a great deal. The first one, the only evil on earth is the one humanity has created. The only evil on earth is the one humanity has created, most done through fear, doubt, and ignorance. Often this evil is caused by people who consciously made a choice to do so. If you destroy, you will be destroyed is cosmic law. And I want to connect that with the next one. Fear, doubt, and ignorance are feelings whose vibrations destroy form and substance. This vibration opposes love, harmony, and order. These feelings are the monsters of mankind. One of the parts of this that really jumped out at me is you talk about what fear, doubt, and ignorance do. You say fear, doubt, and ignorance are feelings whose vibrations destroy form and substance. That somehow told me the negative effects that fear, doubt, and ignorance have in a very powerful way.
It also tells you how form is created, does it not?
Right.
So, reversing that statement, how is form created?
Through our emotions and thoughts.
Exactly.
So we got to pay attention to our emotions and thoughts because that makes us creators. What are we creating?
Exactly. And by being conscious and aware of it, you're able to shift it or change it or support it. You're waking up and becoming conscious. And once you become aware of something, what you've learned in your mechanic physics, what you've learned in your astrophysics is that if you become aware of an object, be it an atom, a neuron, simply by being aware of it, not even looking at it, it will shift its direction.
Yeah, you used that example before, and the more I thought about it, the more I understood how we can affect and create, because you made the observation that when a quark is observed, it alters the position of the quark.
That's the gift of physics, of your science called
right.
Physics. It's beginning to link the unseen science to the seen science and really seeing that the unseen is directing the seen.
I want to connect.
Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
That the unseen is directing the scene. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes.
What a brilliant observation. I want to connect that to another teaching because the two we just talked about explains the next one. Every individual is gifted with the power of choice to feel, think, and create experience. If constructive use of energy is used, joy and peace are created. If destructive use of energy is used, destruction returns to the individual and death can occur.
So it's a matter of destruction versus construction through how you are constructed, through your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality. You are constantly within the choice of your free will and choice of deciding to destruct or construct. Through the healing relationship with self, you heal what you have destructed in order to construct a loving relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is, which becomes your pathway to ascension. Get it?
Yes, and as we wake up to that kind of wisdom, we can transform the world.
You can teach it. If you so choose, you can share it. And you have made that choice, have you not?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's link it to the next one I wanted to discuss with you. As humanity wakes up, there comes that term again, waking up. As humanity wakes up, they will lose their need to kill one another and any other life forms as well. The planet is destined to return to a garden of paradise, obedient to divine wisdom.
Since you're all existing in the higher realms in a unified field of consciousness and energy, when you kill another, you are in effect killing yourself. When you're driving across the bridge and you see someone ready to jump, what within your relationship with self causes you to attempt to stop or help that other person? It is yourself jumping. Is it not?
Right. As I work with all of your teachings and all the teachings of the higher realms, I'm absolutely appalled at the idea of actually intentionally shooting an animal and killing it or harming an animal anyway.
What is so missing in most of humanity's relationship with the animal and the plant kingdom and the mineral kingdom is they all also came here from other worlds, as you did yourselves, beloved humans, to assist in the evolution of humanity and to support you. They were never intended to be your slaves, your pets. They were never intended to be your food. In the higher realms, even within your inner earth civilizations of Lemuria and Atlantis, an animal or a plant is never totally killed for food. The fruit may be consumed, but the plant and roots are protected. An animal is valued as a conscious being assisting the evolution of humanity. And you have learned how to create the proteins necessary to maintain and sustain life without destroying life in the process. This destruction of life is a reflection of the destructed rather than constructed relationship with self that you have perpetuated upon yourself for eons. Can you see the connection?
Yes, I can. Well, where did humanity get the idea that it was appropriate to kill and eat animals?
It was not always that way. In many of the higher realms, civilizations such as Lemuria, it was not that. It was through the downfall, in your vernacular, of humanity's disconnect from the higher realms that that became acceptable.
So we will be moving away from that idea that that is acceptable.
Exactly. You will begin to understand that the animals, that the plants, that the minerals are conscious living beings such as yourself who have a divine right to be here, who came here to support your evolutionary process, to create a planet that allowed you to maintain and sustain physical life here, and to fill your hearts with gratitude for that gift from these beings.
Well, so many of us who are so concerned by the shootings and the effects of climate control and the burning forests and the melting glaciers and the flooding islands, etc. It's great solace to be able to read a sentence that the planet is destined to return to a garden of paradise, obedient to divine wisdom.
Understand one thing, beloved students and friends. Mother Earth is much more powerful than humanity, and she will ascend with or without you. You have a choice. She's a conscious, living, mighty mother with a power beyond the comprehension of humanity. She has assisted in the clearing of many destructive forces upon her body. She will not be destroyed by humanity, but humanity can be destroyed by her and by her themselves. Do you understand?
Earth is a mighty mother. I love that.
Indeed she is.
And thank God. So that humanity doesn't have the ability to destroy her.
Her body allows your life.
Yes, we should hold that in consciousness.
Indeed.
Thank you for your wisdom, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.